Mr. Eric Stevenson, Executive Director of the Chadd School Foundation. Thank you for joining us on WBGO.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So just to give folks a little background, we're here to talk about a wonderful event that you guys have coming up in conjunction with the foundation and, of course, Black History Month. But just to give people a little background, tell us a little bit about the Chadd School Foundation for those that may not know.
Sure. So the Chadd School Foundation and essentially the Chadd School is really a historic Newark institution founded by African-Americans in the late 1960s. Chadd operates two schools over a span of 35 years, an elementary school and a high school, and produces some of Newark's finest alums that have come and served our community. So Chadd is really born out of this ideology or notion of cultural education and community-driven responsibility to ensure that a good education is really pervasive throughout our community and serves young people so they can have opportunities to succeed.
Tell us a little bit about the concept of what you're doing next week. It's called the Chadd School Foundation Presents Cultural Education, its history, its impact, and its relevance for the future. What can people expect when they attend this event?
So I think what they can expect is a brief history lesson about Chadd, and more importantly, about initiatives that are born out of community action. The point about its relevancy today really harkens back to the history of the 1960s. And we look at the 1960s in black and white and really fail to recognize sometimes that, you know, some of the same need is present today as it was then. And so when we talk about its relevance today, it's really talking about a community call to action to still ensure that systems that are designed to serve our communities, in fact, do so. But more importantly, that the community, those of us who are in it, have to be drivers of it.
So you talked about the importance of the Chadd School Foundation and the former Chadd School itself to education in Newark. Give people a little bit of a brief background about why the Chadd School itself and now as the Chadd School Foundation is so important to the community of Newark.
Well, I think it's important to the community of Newark because it really demonstrates that innovation in education and community-driven leadership can really still happen. I mean, Chadd occurs and is born out of a time of difficulty in the city of Newark, post the riots or rebellion, as it really should be aptly called, of 1967. That really says individuals, particularly young individuals, that founded Chadd, can say that we can assume leadership. And I think really the success of Chadd in and of itself is Black history, but in fact, it's really Black progress. Chadd is an organization that is founded 50 years ago and survived the closure of its schools and continues really to invest in the young people of the city of Newark. Since 2010, the foundation has awarded more than $400,000 in scholarships to Newark area youth who are going off to college. And so our work really continues, but continues in a different way than what the school's success was over those 35 years.
Given that illustrious kind of history that you have in the city of Newark, how do you plan to highlight that at this event? And why have it? Why have this event? Why is it important to do this now?
Because I think really, in my opinion, you know, Chadd, along with some other historic Newark organizations established by Black folks in this town, in particular the Leaguers and IYO, really demonstrate that there is a positive narrative of leadership that comes out of the community, that comes out of Newark. And so we have it because young people need to recognize just not who Chadd is, but what Chadd accomplished, but more importantly, that narrative can really inform what they can accomplish, that we can be successful out of our community. And I think that what they will learn based on attending the event next week is that we're welcoming the mayor, whose family has a long history of demonstrating leadership in this city around education. His mother, Mrs. Amina Baraka, founded the African Free School in Newark along the same period of time that Chadd was founded. And so really, I think our young people in our community need to really be reminded for some that there is power within our community to lead. We'll also be joined by Senator Teresa Ruiz, who's the chair of the Education Committee for the state. And we're happy to have the senator come and talk about some of the initiatives that she has going on around education and really how the community needs to be involved from a civic participation standpoint in making sure that that education is where it needs to be for our community. And we will be privileged to have Dr. Howard Fuller of Marquette University be the keynote. Dr. Fuller is a education expert and one who demonstrates, again, that people out of the community can lead. Dr. Fuller's built schools, and he's a former superintendent of the Milwaukee schools. And so Dr. Fuller is a prime example, again, for our community to see just the type of leadership that can occur. You know, Black history has to also be about Black progress.
Absolutely, especially during this Black History Month Definitely. That we're in 2019. So what do you hope they take away from it, specifically the youth? What do you want people to walk away feeling after they attend this event?
Well, I hope that it really serves as a beginning and a call to action of community responsibility and ownership, that our young people really recognize and understand the role that they can play individually, but more importantly, how our collective coming together can really serve the mass and serve the whole. And I think that really is the lesson that I hope comes out of this, or the win, I should say, comes out of this, that there is a positive narrative that exists in the city of Newark from our community. It has been ongoing for generations, and we need to promote it and propel it for generations in the future.
Thank you so much, Mr. Stevenson, for joining us.
Thank you, Ms. Hill. I appreciate it.